the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, if you think about it, I bet you can come up with which species invented crowdsourcing. Ants, of course. When ants are confronted with information overload and face too many decisions about where to live, for instance, they revert to the wisdom of the crowd. Despite having a brain smaller than the point of a pin, ants use an elaborate system of sending out scouts to look for new homes. The scouts report back, and then the whole colony votes. To learn more about this phenomenon, entomologists studied red ants from Western Europe. These ants live in areas in which the potential number of possible nest sites is overwhelming. One ant can't cope with making the decision. Plus, no one is in charge in an ant's nest. After a scout finds a good location, she sends out a pheromone message that says, "Follow me," and another ant will join her in what's called tandem running. She takes her colleague out to view the potential site. And if the second ant likes what she sees, she goes back and repeats the process, bringing back another ant. If she doesn't like it, she merely returns to the colony. If enough ants like the site, though, the colony reaches a quorum, essentially choosing the new home.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.